Shalom to all. Today's office is Chol and Daf Ayin Gimel. We're starting about the 11th line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mim Tzara Batsi Biakom Moshe Hernish. Almost should have an Aliyah. So the quote from the Mishnah is Mamatzinu Betreifas Shtarasa Avshkitas Behemot Etarasa Ubar. Remember the Mishnah had said the Uber stuck its leg out. The mother was shechted. Then the leg was cut off. And Rameir Lacham argued about this. Rameir holds that the Shchita is not Metarit from Nevela, whereas the Chum hold that it is. And in the Mishnah we brought a brief conversation between the Chum and Rameir arguing their respective sides. However, now we have a much longer version of this. It says the Gemara Tanya we have a Brisa. Rameir told the Chum as follows. According to you, what was Metahar this Aver from Nevela? Shchitas Ima, the Shchit of its mother. Well, Imkain, if that's so, Tati Rana Bachila, it should be matter to be eaten, and we know, according to everybody, the Aver is not matter to eat. So it must be that as far as incorrect. So Armulai, the Chum responded to him, Harbi Matzal Shaina Gufa, Yoser Migufa. It saves, or it's effective, much more for something that's not part of itself than something that is part of itself. In other words, the leg of the Ubar, which is not part of the mother, is able to be saved or protected by the Shchit of the mother. And how do we know that? Because we already learned earlier in the beginning of the parak, chaydech min uber shemeel. If he cut off a piece of the uber when it was inside the mother's stomach, mutter b'achila, that's mutter to eat because of the mother's shchita. Whereas menatchol menakoyes, if he cut off a piece of the spleen or the kidneys of the mother itself, asur b'achila, those are asur b'achila. So we see the shchita of the mother is matzil. It's more effective. It saves something which is not part of itself. It's ein gufa more than something that is part of itself. And therefore, the shchita of the mother is metahar that leg midin avela. So further clarifying, this gemara asks Micah Amri, what's being said over here? It seems to be the Chum's response to Rameir has nothing to do with what Rameir said. Some Rava, he tells us, and some say it was Kedi. Now, Kedi means one of two things. Either it's the name of a Chacham, or it's just saying Kedi, an unnamed person. And the clarification of this is, actually, Bryce is missing something, and this is really what's being taught. Amal and Rameir, Rameir told them, what was Matar this Aver from Nevela, according to you, Chachamim? Shchitas Ima, the Shchit of the mother. Well, I'm kind of that, so then the Aver should be mutter to eat. And we know the Aver is not mutter to eat. So Amrulai, they told him, and here's where the missing piece is, an animal is a Trefet will prove this. The shechting it is matar from nevela, ve'ena matiras b'achila, but it's not matar to be eaten. So too with the leg of the ubar, even though it's not allowed to be eaten, it's at least not nevela. So Amr Lahen, Rav Meir respond to them, well, that's not so because imtiar shechitas treifa I saw. If the shechita the treifa is matar itself, that's because davar shehu gufa, that is very body, so it's matar itself. But the tar is aver. Do you want to say the shechita the mother is matar the aver of the ubar davar she'ena gufa? That's something that's not the body of the animal itself. And so it's to this that Amr Lahen the Chum respond to him. Harbi matzal sal she'ena gufa. Yes, migufa, it's able to save and protect and be more effective for something that's not its guf than for something that is its guf. Because we already learned at the beginning of the parak, if he cut off a piece of the ubar while it was still inside the mother, that piece, since it's still inside the mother, is mutar b'achila, is matar through the shchita of the mother. Whereas if he cut off a piece of the spleen or kidneys of the mother, asur b'achila, those are asur to eat. And that was really the full conversation between Rav Meir and the Chumim. And actually, Tanya Namihachi, we have a brisa just like this. Now this brisa is almost identical. It's just going to add in one more nekuda, which we're going to discuss further after the brisa. And so here's the brisa. Amlan Rameir told them, what was Matar the Aver from Nevela? Amrulai, they told him, Shchitas Ima, it's Shchita the mother. So he responded to them, Imkin, if that's really so, Tatriana Bachila, so that Aver should be Matar to eat. So Amrulai, they told him, no, Trefer Techeach, I'll Trefer tell you that's not true. Shchitas Matar Rasa Midin Nevela, the Shechling of Trefa is Matar from Nevela, but the Ainamati Rasa Bachila, it's not Matar to be eaten. So the same thing with the Aver. It's not Nevela, but it's not allowed to be eaten. So Amlan Rameir told him, Imtiara Shchitas Trefa I saw. The Shchita of a Trefa is Matar itself, and here we have this little addition, Vesho Aver Hamid. Dodolba, it's also matar, an aver, a limb which is dangling from it, meaning if you just have a regular animal, that one of its limbs is dangling from it, it's basically connected just by a thin thread, that's the only thing preventing it from falling off the animal completely. The reason why this is true is because davar shegufa, that's part of the animal itself. But the tire is a ubar, you want to say shchitas matar the ubar, she'ena gufa, that's not the animal itself. So Amrullah, they told him, harv matzal sal she'ena gufa, yas migufa, she'eshaninu chaytech min ubar shemea, motor b'achila, minat chol min aklayos, asr b'achila. So that's the clarification of the machlokes between Rameir and the Chachamim. Now we continue discussing this at greater length, mainly focusing on this Aver Hamidoldol, this limb which is dangling from the animal. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish says as follows: Kimachlekes beubarin, kach machlekes beivarin. The same we have machlekes Rameir and the Chachamim regarding the leg of the ubar. That's what we mean by beubarin, the leg of the ubar. It's the same exact machlekes with beivarin, meaning a limb of an animal which is dangling from it. They have the same exact machlekes. Is shchita matar from nevela? Rav Meir says no, and the Chum say yes. Whereas Rav Yechon says that no, machlekes beaver de ubar. The machlekes is only regarding the limb of this ubar. Does the shchita of the mother matar that limb from nevela? Rav Meir says no, and the Chum say yes. Yes, aval be'aver de behema, but we're talking about the limb of an animal which is dangling from it, divrei hakol shchita oisa nipol. Everyone agrees, meaning even the Chum agreed Rav Meir that shchita makes it nipol. And nipol is a lashon borrowed from a pasuk that uses lashon to describe something that's detached. Nipol comes from the word nafal, meaning fallen, but the better translation over here is detached. In other words, according to this version of Rabbi Yechon, and we're going to have a totally different version on Amud Beis, but according to this one, Rabbi Yechon says that the shchita of the animal makes that dangling limb nipol, makes it considered 100% detached, and it means it's not part of an animal that's shechted properly. properly, and therefore it's going to be Tameh. What type of Tumah? So we're going to see either Avram and Achai or Nevela, and that's going to be discussion on Amun Beis. But either way, this or Machlaikas, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, regarding an Avram and Dodol, the limb of an animal which is dangling from it, what does the Shechita of that animal do to the limb? Now, Rabbi Yochanan, he further explains, my time is Rabbi Yochanan, Libid Rabbanon. What's Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning in Shechitas Rabbanon? Why do they say that the Avram of the Ubar doesn't get the din of Nevela because of his mother's Shechita, and that doesn't apply to an Avram and Dodol, a dangling limb? And the answer is, hi, it's like the Kantab Chazara, Vaha, less like the Kantab Chazara. In the case of the Ubar, there was a potential way to fix it up if the Ubar would have retracted the leg and brought it back inside the mother before the Shechita, so the leg would have been okay, as we had learned Shechitas Rabbi Yochanan in the beginning of the Perek. But a limb which is dangling from an animal, there is no takana, there is no way that it's able to be reattached and regenerate and become a good, healthy limb again, and therefore it's considered almost 100% detached from it when the animal's alive. Memela, once the animal's shechted, the limb is considered 100% detached, and then it's going to be tamei. So I think more asked on this, Meisfe, we just had the brisa previously that Amalem Rameir, Rav Meir told the Chamim, Loi, that's not so, because Imtiara Shechitas Trefa Aysa Ves Aver Hamidoldol Ba, and the focus is over here on the Aver Hamidoldol, namely when an animal is shechted and it has a dangling limb, that limb is now Tahar, it's considered part of the animal, so it's not Nevela, that's because Davar Shagufa, that's part of its body. Or is it Tahar Su'ubar Davar Sha'inagufa? Do you want to say that's Matar the Ubar, which is not part of it? Now, focusing on this part of Rameir's statement of the Aver Hamidoldol, the Gemara continues, Ein Gemal based on the top, Bishlam Rav Shimon Lakish, this is all good according to Reish Lakish, we can understand what Rav Meir is saying, L'divreim Kamalahu. He's not saying his own Shita, he's talking to the Chamim in their Shita. Because remember, according to Reish Lakish, Rav Meir holds that both with the Aver of the Ubar and the Aver Hamidoldol, Shita is not Metaret. So it has to be that when Rav Meir says that Aver Hamidoldol does become Tar through Shita, he's talking to the Chachamim and he's telling them as follows, L'di, according to me, Rav Meir, Leishna Aver to Ubar, Leishna Aver to Behema, it doesn't make a difference if we're talking about the Aver of the Ubar or the Aver of the animal that's dangling, Ki Adadinenu, it's the same exact din, and Shita is not Metaret from Nevela. El Rav Yochanan Kasha, but according to Rav Yochanan's problematic. Rav Yochanan said, according to everybody, this Aver Hamidoldol is Tameh once the animal is Shechted. So Rav Meir and the Brisa say that Aver Hamidoldol does become Tahar through the Shechita of the animal. And because of this question, the Gemara brings the second version of what the Machlaikas says. Eli Itmar, Hachi Itmar. If something was stated, this really was stated. The Amr Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Lakish says, Ke Machlaikas Be'ubarim, Kach Machlaikas Be'varim. The same Machlaikas Rav Meir and Cham have regarding the leg of an Ubar, that's the same Machlaikas regarding Aver Hamidoldol, and that was the same Shechita of Rav Lakish that we had before. However, here's where the difference is. Rav Yochanan Rav Yochanan says, Machlaikas Be'Aver de Ubar. Machlaikas Rav Meir and Chamim is regarding the Aver of an Ubar, Aval Be'Aver de Behema. But we're talking about the dangling limb of an animal, Devra Kol, Ein Shechita Asanipol. Everyone agrees that the Shechita of the animal does not make that limb as if it's 100% detached, and actually does become tar through the Shechita of the animal. And so it's not a stira with Devra Meir from the Braiso or the Chamim. And so this answers our problem that we had with Rav Meir and the Braiso. And now the clarification of Rabbi Yochanan's Shechita, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina tells us, Matar Rabbi Yochanan, Alibid Rav Meir, what's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan explaining Shechita Rav Meir that the Avram Adoldol, this dangling limb of the animal, is matar through the Shechita of the animal? That's because, Hai Gufa Vahai Lav Gufa, this is part of the animal itself. This dangling limb, even though it's not 100% connected, it's still part of the animal itself, and therefore it is matar through the Shechita, whereas the Aver of the Ubar is not part of the animal, it's not part of the mother, and therefore it does not become Tahar through the mother's Shechita. And the Gemara continues discussing this, Avram Adoldol, Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Yochanan, Hakol Maidim, everyone agrees, Shemisa Isanipol, that the animal with this dangling Aver died, so the death of the animal makes that Aver like it's completely detached, and now it has the din of Aver Minachai, and that means that it does not have the same din as the animal. The animal, since it died, is Nevela, but since the limb is considered detached, it doesn't have that same din. Rather, it's considered Aver Min Hachai, because remember, it was basically almost 100% detached before the animal died. So now that we're saying it's considered completely detached, it's now Tamei because of Aver Min Hachai. And even though Aver Min Hachai is Tamei because of Nevela, there's a difference. Namely, let's say a piece of meat becomes detached from a Nevela, so it still has a din of Nevela. As opposed to with Aver Min Hachai, if a piece of meat becomes detached from that Aver, it does not have the din of Aver Min Hachai anymore, because Aver Min Hachai is only Tamei like Nevela if we have the whole Aver together, but not if we have a piece of meat from it. So that would be the difference between this limb of the animal and the animal itself. Now, the second part of Yechon's statement is, Ve'ein Shechita Isanipol. Shechita does not make it detached. Namely, when we have this Avram Adoldo, the animal, and the animal's shechted properly, so it's not considered like the limb is detached. And just like the animal's perfectly fine, so too the limb is also fine. It's not Tommy, it's not Nevela. It's not to be eaten, but it's not Nevela. As we're asking, what are we talking about over here? Even if I want to say Be'Aver to Ubar, that we're talking about the Aver of an Ubar. How could you say this? Miflik Pligi. They already argued about this. El Be'Aver to Behema, it must be talking about the Aver of an animal, Avram Adoldo, a dangling limb, and this way that we explained it just before. Asking more, hold on a second. What's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush over here? Misa Tanina, Shechita Tanina. This din about Misa and Shechita are both taught in the Mishnah, actually the very same Mishnah. Misa Tanina, this din of Misa was taught in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah later on in the Masechta, which talks about an animal that not only has an Aver Medoldol, but it also has Basar Medoldol, a chunk of meat that was torn off the animal and is just hanging from it. Says the Mishnah, Mesa Behema, let's say that animal died, so a Basar Tzarech Hechsher, in order for a piece of meat that was dangling from it to be able to contract Toma, it has to undergo Hechsher, has become wet with one of the the seven halachic liquids, and only then it's machshir lekabel toma. And va'aver matayim mishum aver menachai, the aver that was dangling is matame because of aver menachai, and va'ein matayim mishum aver mina nevela, it's not matame because of an aver from nevela. And so this clearly tells us that both the piece of meat and the limb that were dangling are not considered connected to the animal, namely misa oisa nipol. When it dies, these things that were dangling beforehand are considered 100% detached. That's what Meir says. So here we see misa oisa nipol in the Mishnah, and shchita namitanina, the din about shchita, that it's ena oisa nipol, that is also taught in the very same Mishnah. What does it tell us? Nishchata behema, if this animal is shechted, so then hochshur b'dameha, both the piece of meat and the aver that were dangling from it have now become mochshur lekabel toma because of the blood of the animal, and right now they're not tame yet, but if something tame touches them, they're mochshur lekabel toma, so they are able to become tame. Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion, which Rav Shimon, where he says loy hochshur, they're not mochshur lekabel toma. Bottom line is, we see this din as well from the Mishnah, so what's Rabbi Yechon teaching us? And the answer is, if we just had that Mishnah, Havamina, I would think that my hochshuru in the second din, what does it mean that it's mochshur lekabel toma? Because of the blood from the animal that was shechted, a basar, that's talking about the meat that was dangling from the animal, that's mochshur lekabel toma because of the blood of the shechita. But I wouldn't say that applies to the limb, and therefore I still might say that the shechita of the animal makes that dangling limb considered as if it's 100% detached, and that it would become tame because of Eivor Menachai. And that's what we need Rabbi Yechon for. Ask the Gemara, how could you have the Havamina? The Mishnah says very clearly, hochshuru, and hochshuru is lashon plural, namely, they become mochshur lekabel toma, as that's mashma that we're also talking about the aver. How could you say that without Rabbi Yochanan, we would have thought that we're not talking about the aver? Says the Gemara, no, we still would be able to understand this lashon of hochshuru, that they are mochshur lekabel toma, as referring to something else and not talking about the limb. Ma'al de tema, one might have thought, the chad lebasar aparshman abahema, the chad lebasar aparshman aver, that is double lashon, that this is mashma, they are mochshur lekabel toma, is talking about two different pieces of meat. One is a chunk of meat that was dangling from the animal itself, and one is a chunk of meat that was dangling from that dangling limb. And umay ulmei dehai mehai, why would one be stronger than the other? I mean, why would you think that it's necessary for the Mishnah to discuss both of these situations of meat that are dangling, again, one dangling from the animal, one dangling from the leg? That's because, sakdat chamina, one would have thought, ha'il metame tum chamura agav aviv, since the piece of meat that's dangling from the dangling limb becomes a very high level of tuma from its parent, meaning from the limb itself, because again, in this entire havamina, we're thinking that the limb is not included in this din, therefore would be considered detached and memela tame once the animal is shechted. So therefore, a piece of meat that comes from that limb, since its father, its parent, the limb, is a very high level of toma, emo loyli by hechsher, I might say that a piece of meat that's dangling from it doesn't require hechsher in order to mekabel toma, and is tame by itself, again, because of the limb that it comes from. Kamash malan, the chiddush of the Mishnah would be that that piece of meat dangling from the limb does need a hechsher, because it's considered detached from the limb, and it could be that that's what the Mishnah is referring to, and it's not talking about the aver at all. That's what we need Rabbi Yechon for, to tell us that no, that when an animal has an aver medodol, a dangling limb, and that animal is shechted, so the limb is not considered nipol, it's not considered detached, mela, it does not become tameh, and it's considered part of the animal. Now, Omar Rav Yosef comments on this and says, Nekot Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Yadcha, you should take that which Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in your hand, which means this quote that Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yechon, this one that we were just discussing, Hakom Adim Shmisa Isa Nipol, Vain Shchita Isa Nipol, you can follow that. Why is that? The Rabbi Rachana Kai Kavase, because Rabbi Rachana goes like him. How do we know? Satan, we have a brisa. The pasuk tells us, "Ubasa b'sad treifal oisechelu," and meat that's out in the field that's torn, it's not allowed to be eaten. This is a classic pasuk about an animal's a treifa. Now, really, the pasuk could have said, "Utreifa b'sad oisechelu." Why does it have to have this extra word, "ubasar"? We learn from here, "Lahavi o'aver v'abasar m'dudal behemo b'chay ba'if." This comes to include a case that if we have either aver or meat that's dangling from a behemo chay or aif, ushchata on any shech to them, shein asurin, that they're asur. Now, the Amar Rav Chana, Amar Yechanan, he says, "Ain dadal waf on top that ain b'hen elements is parish belvad." Actually, they're not asur midai raisa. There's only mitzvah of Parash, that you should separate yourself for them, meaning midrabanan, one is not allowed to eat them, but midai raisa, one would be allowed to, and that's the same thing that we mentioned before, that when we have an aver, basal, medodol, and the animal is shechted properly, so shchita eina isa nipol, it doesn't make it detached, and therefore midai raisa would be mutter to eat, it's only drabanan that'd be asur, as we see Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef and Rabbi Chana are saying the same thing in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. We're excited for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.